What we most often hear is bad news about our teens. That alters what we know is true. Most Alaska teenagers are doing positive things. They're volunteers, role models, and much more. Spirit of Youth tells these stories.
Angelica Hawkinson is 12 years old. She lives in Anchor Point on the Kenai Peninsula, and her favorite color is green. Angelica is pretty much just a regular kid, but a year ago, a terrible car accident caused both of her legs to be amputated above the knee.
Hard. Getting hit by a car hurts. At first.
Angelica doesn't use a lot of words to talk about her injury or her exceptional recovery, but she says compared to the accident itself,
walking again is very easy. Okay. Medium.
These days, she works hard at her physical therapy and at school, and she's involved in lots of teenage activities, like helping with and coaching sports teams and being treasurer of her school's student council. And then there's swimming. Angelica kept her spot on the Kachemak Bay Swim Club. She's learned how to adapt to swimming without the legs she used to use to kick. While she uses prosthetics to walk on dry land, she wheels herself to and from the poolside, where she slips in and out of the water with ease. She swims freestyle and backstroke and body dolphin. Here's coach Dana Jaworski.
She's not let her accident slow her down. She's always been very positive towards other people that care for her, and she has a tremendous faith, and that comes out in how she continues to tackle the challenges that are set before her. I mean, it blows my mind what all she has to deal with, but yet that doesn't seem to slow her down one bit.
With help from Daisha Eaton and Homer, I'm Shanna Sheehy.
Do you know of a teenager making a difference where you live? Take some time right now to nominate them for Spirit of Youth. Get more information at spiritofyouth.org.
Listen to this story again at spiritofyouth.org.